Dark money is a term used broadly to describe unlimited, undisclosed spending on American political campaigns. Under the 2010 Supreme Court ruling known as Citizens United, it is legal. But nearly a decade after that decision, both conservative and liberal Americans are starting to question whether it's right for American democracy. Here's Republican Montana State Representative Rob Cook.
The magnitude of the money actually destroys your freedom of speech. You could give me $170 for a campaign contribution, and that's all you can give me. And yet somebody in North Carolina can spend 60 grand in the same election to beat me? How have we preserved any freedom of speech?
That clip is from the new documentary, Dark Money, about Montana's battle over secret campaign financing. Joining me now is a man at the center of that debate, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who is a Democrat. Thank you for joining me.
It's great to be with you, Ricky.
Is it accurate to sum up for a new audience, dark money is out-of-state donors pouring millions into local elections?
It is accurate. It's, from my perspective, the easiest way to look at it is NASCAR. Like in NASCAR, you know who's sponsoring the cars. There's labels on every part of the jumpsuit. And if people are going to be basically trying to buy politicians, we ought to at least know who's doing the buying. So what has happened post-Citizens United is undisclosed groups, not disclosing where that money's coming from, are spending significantly in our state and our federal elections.
You're an elected official. You stand to benefit from unlimited secret financial support. Why are you challenging dark money?
Well, I think our representative democracy doesn't stand to benefit, and it really is eroding Americans' fundamental trust in the elected processes. As somebody that runs for office, I have to stand by every decision I make, everything that I say along the way. And if it's my voice as opposed to outside interests distorting records, I think that representative democracy is much better served.
Deborah Bonagofsky ran as a Republican in 2014 for the Montana legislature. She says that she was targeted because she wasn't conservative enough.
If you don't vote the way they want you to vote in the legislature, they will target you the next primary, even if you're a conservative Republican. But if you don't vote the way they want you to vote, then they say, well, we're going to target you. And that's what they do. And then they send out all these mailings. They exaggerate their voting records. They don't care if they lie.
Bonagofsky is an example of how this isn't a Democrat and Republican issue. This is pitting Republicans against Republicans.
Yeah, and what we did in Montana, Ricky, so I was attorney general before I was governor. I was attorney general when the Citizens United decision came up. But actually, this group, American Traditions Partnership, when I was running for governor, as an example, started a statewide newspaper, hit every voting household, and it was all about me trying to distort my record. What we've been able to do in Montana is bring Democrats and Republicans together and say, at the end of the day, Montanans ought to be deciding our elections so that if someone's going to spend in our elections, they have to disclose where that money's coming from. It's even kept folks like the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity, out of our elections during the time that it matters.
How were you able to actually pass legislation then when you became governor on a bipartisan level?
Well, it took a couple tries to do it, but not unlike what Deborah Bonagofsky said or Rob Cook, is that it's not just targeted party against party. At times, it's targeted trying to get the most extreme members knocked or elected and getting people that actually want to work together knocked out. So it really said that the sponsor of the bill had said, if I'm going to get gut shot, his name's Dwayne Ankeny, I want to at least know who's doing the shooting. So we brought Democrats and Republicans together to say that transparency and sunshine in our elections will get everybody that much more engaged. Elections ought to be about people talking to people, not outside group spending.
Just this past July, you sued the IRS and the Treasury Department over a decision to loosen disclosure requirements for so-called dark money groups. What is the basis of your lawsuit?
Yeah, and it's an interesting proposition in as much as that ever since the 1970s, when Richard Nixon was president, 501c4 groups, which is a part of the federal tax code, these are these dark money groups, had to at least disclose their donors to the IRS. That way, if there's shenanigans going on, the IRS or the Department of Justice or states could take actions. The same day that the president was meeting with Putin in Helsinki, the Secretary of Treasury said, well, we're just going to get rid of this rule that's been around since Richard Nixon. Now, Richard Nixon was not the model of transparency and good government either. And the way they did it is by just a revenue procedure. So not even taking public comment and not modifying the rules that have been in place since the 70s. So what could happen literally in this midterm election is a foreign country or a foreign state could give to a 501c4 and nobody would even know who's writing the check.
So you're not looking to necessarily overturn Citizens United. You simply want, when corporations choose to act on their freedom of speech right, we need to know about it.
Yeah. Make no mistake, I think Citizens United is one of the worst things to ever happen to our representative democracy and the ability for government to work. But it was premised, even the Citizens United case, was premised on the idea with the advent of the internet and everything, people would know who's doing the spending, who's trying to influence the elections. And I think even the majority opinion said, and in whose pocket these elected officials are. But what we've seen since Citizens United is this huge exploding growth in money being spent where we don't know who's doing the spending. So at the very least, if we had transparency and sunshine, then people will know who's trying to influence our elections and what their real interest might be. Because I don't see a lot of big corporations spending out of their big corporate heart. They spend because they want to get something. And all voters ought to be able to know why they're making those expenditures.
Governor Steve Bullock, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me today, Ricky.
Governor Bullock has been governor of Montana since 2013. The documentary Dark Money airs tonight at 10 on GPB TV.